Go ahead. Make my day.
It's not a tumor.
Here's looking at you, kid.
I'm ready for my close-up.
Do not go in there. Woo!
It's February 13th, 2016. Happy Friday, CGIMers. Come on in, take off your pants. It's the Cinema Smackdown with me, Rowdy Wrestling's Tony Stabile. And boy, do I have a treat for you man-childs out there. Deadpool! Everyone's favorite anti-hero after Stone Cold Steve Austin finally hits the cinema. It's something. It's amazing. The words I have don't work. So Deadpool, for the uninformed, is essentially the rated R spirit child of Van Wilder and Spider-Man. Killing and swearing while breaking the fourth wall, fun times abound. So let's get into what worked for this movie. Number one, Ryan Reynolds. This guy is Deadpool. Now, people might be scared after the portrayal of the Merc with a Mouth from 2009's X-Men Origins Wolverine, where he was essentially a neutered, watered-down version that had his mouth sewn shut in what probably was some sick inside joke that fell horribly, horribly flat. Now, luckily enough, the former Green Lantern pushed hard and had this movie come out with a stunning performance with some very, very saucy language. What else worked? Well, the story. This is a Marvel flick handled by Fox, so Disney didn't have their grubby little PG sausage fingers all over it. So it was different from what we've been getting lately, and that makes me very happy. So different that it doesn't even make you feel like you're watching an X-Men movie, because there are some X-Men here, so that's a lot of fun. Think in the sense maybe Family Guy meets Professor Xavier, that sort of thing. Also, that really, what really worked for this movie was the soundtrack. It was ballin'. That's right, I use that word, ballin'. And that's all we need to say about it. The pacing and length of this movie were amazing. In a world of 2.5 hour marathons, Deadpool comes in at a beautiful hour and 48 minutes of fun, self-referential humor, and some boobs. Now, we do have to get in some negative points. What didn't work in Deadpool? Well, Ryan Reynolds. And I know, I said he worked, but dang, that man is just so beautiful that even with weird, wrinkly skin thing that Deadpool is rocking, he's better looking than I am. And he still has visible washboard abs. Eat a cheeseburger, Ryan! So, what's the lowdown for Deadpool? This is the perfect date movie this Valentine's Day if your girlfriend is as sadistic as you are. And if she isn't, you might have to save this one for a boys' night out and leave grandma at home. Other flicks that are dropping this weekend, though. We have How to Be Single, which is a romantic comedy directed by Christian Dieter, based off of the novel of the same name, also starring Dakota Johnson, Rebel Wilson, Allison Brie, Leslie Mann, a whole bunch of people. Also, very excited for this one, Zoolander number 2. Once again, this is directed by Ben Stiller. It's the sequel to the 2000 flick Zoolander, which we all know and love. Starring once again, Ben Stiller, Owen Wilson, Will Ferrell. Joining them this time around, you got Penelope Cruz, Kristen Wiig, and Fred Armisen. I can't say the guy's name. Doesn't really matter. And that's your Cinema Smackdown for Friday, February 13th, 2016. Check out the Rowdy Wrestling Podcast. I'm Tony Stabile, wishing you an awesome weekend and a great night at the movies.